Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 11 of Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of people, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, that is Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love.
Those of us who are believers should want to grow in our faith. But how can we measure progress toward spiritual maturity? Here's a short list of benchmarks to look for. We know it's spiritual fruit when we become increasingly aware of our sinfulness and weakness. If you read biographies of godly men and women, it's clear that they're not saying that they get better with age and spiritual maturity. Instead, they become ever more sensitive to their dependence upon the Lord. We know it's spiritual fruit when we respond to sin with quick repentance. Failure to deal with sin is rebellion against God. Growing believers turn away from wrongdoing and embrace righteousness. As we begin to see the good results of dependence and repentance, our desire to obey intensifies, and the attraction of sin lessens. And we know it's spiritual fruit when we recognize the potential benefit of struggles. Faith is often developed through hardship, so we'll see maturity in our relationship with God when we view trials and temptations as opportunities for growth. But remember, the list above is just a starting point. Spending time reading the Bible and praying is the best way to get closer to Jesus. And be assured that no matter what, for those who wait on God and trust in Him, He acts in their behalf.